Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys hanging out with us for another 30 minutes of absolutely incredible banter. Ava's here.
It's pure entertainment, my friends.
That's all it is. It's more fun than you can do in your car driving somewhere.
You should be so lucky that this was a free show for you.
Cheap. Very cheap. That's the way it works. That's the way it is.
We're
going to talk a little bit about the wolf request from the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, and we're going to talk a little bit about what it looks like it's going to happen in the Midwest for pheasants. That and more when we return.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Hey, Ava.
How's it going?
It's fantastic.
You look pretty lonely over there, though.
Yeah.
There's an empty seat.
Empty seats again.
Yeah. Will be for a while.
He's gallivanting somewhere. We're not sure where, what, where, when, how.
Don Cleaver.
We're not going to let him do vacations anymore.
Nope. We decided.
Yep. That's done. No more vacations for you. We're the vacation.
Unless we get to come too.
We're the vacation police.
Yep.
Chop that right off.
Yep.
Not happening any more.
Man.
So I when you go through and look at a lot of the stories that come up, you know, obviously there's seasonal stories that and different things that you pull out of the news and seasonal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the funny part about it, you know, you sit and look, it's okay, like we talked about off air. It's okay, what are you doing? You know, what's your with that open-ended question, what are you doing in the outdoor stuff? And your response was?
Watching deer grow right now.
On the trail cams.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, things are starting to happen. Hopefully you're out starting to look at shooting lanes and all that fun stuff. But the tough part about that is there's a lot of, obviously, the trees still have tons of leaves. And
oh, yeah. We're just starting to turn.
Yeah. And so I start looking at, all right, yes, the leaves in the trees give you good indication where the branches are and the lanes that you need to set up. And then, of course, people are like, well, I want to go out in the woods, but it's 85 degrees. I'm sweating like a pig and the bugs are horrible. And that's the one thing that comes to mind as well. So you want to go out and do that prep, and then you have to be aware all of the things that go with it to make for a successful hunt. And for me right now, too, the other thing is I'm getting ready for, I mean, the fall fishing down here in Red Wing is off the charts. And a lot of places in the river scenarios and the lakes, the fall bite is just crazy amazing. So it's a different bite. Different things are going on. So I'm getting excited to go do some vertical jigging. So I'm starting to change that stuff.
Yeah, we're transitioning.
Plus, you know, you're going out to Michigan. We're looking at also dealing with changing that bite as well. It goes to J plugs instead of as much all dominated by flasher flies. And so it's all transitioned and making that hardcore switch. And so, yeah, it gets to be a bit of a turn, I guess, is the best way to put it. You know, go out right now, and the big kings they're coming into the rivers. Well, of course, a lot of the big kings, they may not be quote unquote pretty. They're kind of dark, and they may not be something that you're going to want to have on a regular grill. Smoked, they're great, you know. But yeah, so it really, it's one of those things where each place you look, the opportunities for that transitional outdoor activity, I guess is the best way to put it. I'm not complaining about the 75 degree weather. Next week is supposed to be 70 to 74 degrees all week long.
I haven't looked that far yet.
Yeah. A couple days are 65, but 70 for a high.
Ooh, I'll take it.
All day long.
It's been so hot.
Nah.
In the sun, it's hot.
Yeah, but in this last week.
But in this last week,
I mean, I would pay that price for the summer that we had, realistically, in the Midwest. Midwest wasn't bad.
It was kind of hot.
I was not complaining. There's so many days that were just awesome. I mean, it really were a lot of nice days.
Yeah, we had a great summer.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep. So now we just hope to get some water. We need to have that for fall. We need to have that for the birds. We need to have it for everything.
Yeah. And, corn's drying up real good.
Yeah, depending on how you want to look at it. Is it harvest time? It saves energy for the farmers to instead of having to dry it out.
Yeah.
So, we'll
take it.
It'll be a challenge as we move forward to see how's Mother Nature going to deal us the next blow.
I don't know. The spring was crazy.
Well, they got snow out in, out east already.
Well, early snow summer in Colorado is when we had all the
already. So, yeah. You know, when you look at those pieces of the puzzle, it starts to play. But so we're going to take a break in a little bit here, but I just want to kind of set the table, as it were. A couple things we mentioned at the onset of the show. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is asking the court to toss the wolf relisting ruling. So that's... entertainment from a whole nother level. So they're looking at putting them back, pulling it off of the endangered species list, which a lot of people will be cheering for that. The other thing that's big in everybody's minds with pheasant hunting, how does the Midwest look as far as the pheasant goes? And we're going to cover each state in the Midwest.
Okay, I was going to say, come on now.
In the Midwest, not each state in the United States.
Are we going to Hawaii?
Hawaii. No, Hawaii. So, nope. And
no.
Also, there's a story I pulled about some black market game tags and some notes on that case against an Idaho guy that was selling black market game tags.
How does that even happen?
Have to hang around to find out.
I guess so.
That's going to be the deal. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more Valley Outdoors right after this.